Welcome to New Game Plus. You are listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game, and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
I'm the Nolanator.
And in just a matter of days, mere moments away, we are going to be celebrating the glorious 200th episode of New Game Plus.
I couldn't be more excited.
That's a lot of games.
That is a lot of games. That is, well, I mean, I guess that's what, 200 or so games? As we are a weekly podcast, never having missed a week.
I haven't missed a week.
Nor have we. Our 200th episode also corresponds with our 4-year anniversary as a podcast.
That's crazy. If our show was a child, they would be almost going to school.
They would be 1 year less than 5 and 1 more than 3.
When exactly. Are we stopping? What's the last year of the podcast? 4 more?
When they turn 18 and move out of the house.
Oh, dang. Okay.
We got a little while. Sit back and relax.
Yeah, let me sit back.
You know what you were doing when you laid down with us for the first time? It was going to be a lifelong commitment. Ooh,
When WoW Classic re-released is eligible, wow,
eligible
to be on the Retromaster list,
oof,
then we're out.
Okay. When we end this podcast by playing Fortnite as a retro game,
and then when I'm done, you know what I'm gonna do?
Don't say it. Okay. This bonus special episode for the month of September is just a few days before our 200th episode, and for this episode, we are doing something and preparing for something that we've never done before.
Totally new territory.
One of our show's key features is the randomization of the retro game of the week.
And probably the most fun moment in the show, I think, most of the time. At least the one that gets me the most, like, on edge.
Ooh. One of the most exciting things that we do in each and every episode is randomly select from our expansive Retro Master list, which is a viewer-generated, listener-supported list of games that are 15 years old or older, any console, any system, any genre, and we've got over 1,000 in our Retro Master list now, in which at the end of each and every episode, we randomly select what game we'll be playing for the next 7 days. But today, we're not going to just randomly select one game. We're not even going to randomly select two games. We are going to randomly select 3 different video games in our first ever retro roulettes.
Let me drop a little retro roulette knowledge on you. If you haven't ever listened to a retro roulette episode before, and you haven't, here's how it works. The best of game randomization meets the best thing about Patreon pools meets the best thing about this podcast, which is the three of us. Each of us is going to pick 2 games. However, they're not just going to be fun games. We're going to each pick 1 awesome game and 1 terrible game, throw them into a list randomly, and see what gets spit out for our other co-hosts to play.
And something really important to note here. In Dustin's description of the Retro Master list, he said it's viewer-submitted games. Well, you as the viewer, the listener, the fan, can sit this one out, because this list is comprised of good and bad games that we have selected for each other. And I think that's probably the most exciting part about this.
Oh, yeah, we've never done this before. It's always been other people controlling our fate. Now, we, to some degree, are controlling our own fate. We do not know at this point what the other 2 guys are bringing to the table. In this episode, over the next few minutes, we're going to share with one another, for the very first time, the very good game that we are bringing to the table and putting in the randomizer, and then we're also going to share with each other the very bad game that we are bringing to the table. We're going to talk about those games, share them with each other for the very first time, and then find out at the end of this episode what game that we'll each be playing for the next 7 days. I might be playing a very good game. Nolan might be playing an incredibly great game. And Kenny, will probably be stuck with the worst game of
That's
all time.
Not okay. I know how I am, and I'm a lucky boy. I'm gonna get a great game, and you guys are each getting a total piece of junk, and it's gonna make this week hilarious.
The only stipulation here is that the game had to be on our Retro Master list, 15 years old or older, and they needed to be games that the other two haven't extensively played. We'll play these games for the week, and then on our 200th episode, we will talk about our experiences with said game. We'll do other things there, too. We'll talk, of course, about, we'll reminisce over the past year or so of the podcast. We'll talk about some vision for the future, but one of the big components of the 200th episode is going to be discussing our experiences with these games, either good for me and Nolan or bad for Kenny.
And what this means for our listeners is that normally they get to play along with a game. This week, you've got your choice. Play along with whichever one sounds the most fun. Play along with whichever one sounds the most terrible. Get a little taste of all three of them. We don't care. You do what you want. We have no control of your life.
Or do we?
So, are we going to start with the good games first? I think probably, right?
I think good first. Yeah. Let's good start first. On a happy note.
All right. I'll go first. I narrowed my selection of good games down to two. And I've got them setting both before me. Both are very similar, actually. I wanted to choose a game from my formative years of gaming as a child or as a teenager. And for those of you that have listened to the podcast for any length of time, you know that that's probably around 1997. Final Fantasy VII came out in 1997. But also, so did these two other RPGs that I had selected.
Wow.
Is that not crazy?
I see a theme.
So when I went into video gaming, I went in deep. PlayStation, RPG, JRPG, that whole world took me in by storm. And I guess I did nothing else in 97, 98 other than play RPGs.
That was a big year for you.
It is. The game that I'm settling on, although I've got two up here, is a game that first came out in Japan in April of 1997. It is an action-adventure game, but it's also an RPG, an action-adventure role-playing video game developed by Matrix Software for the Sony PlayStation.
Guys, I just gotta say, I gotta interject before you even say anything else. This is the best thing that's ever happened to us. All the excited nerves I get about randomly selecting at the end of every episode, I'm gonna get that like 14 times this game.
I don't know if that... 14 times this game?
This... Yeah, it's a... This podcast just a giant game.
Sure, Retro Roulette is a game. Mm-hmm. You know what? It's kind of like spin the bottle, you know?
No.
Yes, you spin the bottle.
Yeah, y'all are going to kiss.
We're going to kiss at the end of this episode.
Live on air.
Live on air for $500. Come on, Patreon, let's go.
We have a Twitch.
You spin the bottle and you either get stuck with a hunk or a skunk. Am I right?
Hey. I guess you're right.
This game came out in 1997 for the PlayStation. It received unanimous critical applause. Things that had been said about it by reviewers are things like, "Never had I been so tested and challenged since the old Genesis adventure title Landstalker." Another thing talks about how tight the controls are, nicely balanced the gameplay is, great dungeons, and something new in just about every one of them. And Electronic Gaming Monthly and GamePro both selected this game as the runner-up for their 1997 Best Role-Playing Game of the Year award, coming second only to Final Fantasy VII. That's a big deal.
That's humongous.
Yet, I feel like very few people know about this game. I can almost guarantee you that neither of you have played it, maybe have not even heard of it before. The game that I am submitting as the good game for the Retro Roulette is Alundra.
What?
Well?
In English?
That's English!
No, you said it was a JRPG.
You're
translation,
right.
Because you just made noises.
I've never heard of this game.
I succeeded, Kenny.
Okay, our laundry?
Alundra. In Europe, it was The Adventures of Alundra. It did even get a sequel, Alundra 2, but it's the kid's name, your main silent protagonist. His name is Alundra.
Titular?
Okay.
I would say titular.
Nolan just likes saying that word.
I know what that word means.
Dustin, I had the same dilemma as you a little bit, and was indecisive about a couple of my games. So I have two sets of games based on, like, life theme and importance to me, and I wanted you guys to pick your poison even before you actually spin. I know that's stupid, lame, and extra bonus, but I can never follow the rules. So, real quick, you guys debate about it. Do you want NES games that are from the NES era because it's my favorite era of video gaming, good game, bad game, NES because it's my favorite console? Or do you want games that I've played more extensively that are on the PC instead? And Kenny, I have a little bit more anecdotal stories. You guys pick your poison.
He's making us pick game, and it's
that's not the game, just good or bad.
But it's also not not bad. How about good for the good game that you're submitting?
No, I'm saying I have two, like, entire sets. I have bad and good in each of these categories, and I didn't know which one you guys wanted.
This is a growing opportunity for your decision making. You are picking.
I can't decide your fate like that.
That's the name of the game.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Like, okay, well, I'm loading up the gun with bullets.
Yes.
And
one in particular
just
right
you
now.
Four bullets. Oh. You need to hand
get
me two.
It. Give us the holo tip.
Okay, you want the holo tip?
I want the holo tip.
No,
just
this
tell
has
us.
Gone too far. Everyone shut up. Go with an NES game.
I can't believe you negotiated with that terrorist.
Okay. I thought Nolan had made the decision and holo tip meant PC, but I'm going to go with NES because Dustin said NES.
My gosh.
Holo tip meant what is this
game? He knew what I meant, which is ridiculous. Just say a game now.
Okay, so... Yeah, Nolan was in first. We're going to go with PC titles.
The game that apparently you wanted to go with anyways. Yes.
I didn't. Maybe I did want to, but subconsciously, and I couldn't decide.
That's how it works. So. You force someone to do a coin flip, and if they're not okay with what it lands on, then they wanted the other one.
Perfect. Well, then you helped me decide. See, you guys are really good for me. Okay. Good and bad game are both going to be from the PC, and they're both going to be games that I had experience with personally. The good game that is going into retro roulette for you guys is also from my favorite genre, just like yours is, Dustin. It's a real-time strategy game that came out in 1995. It released for DOS and the Mac OS in 1996. Real-time strategy... by, unsurprisingly, Blizzard Entertainment.
I played every Blizzard game in my life.
I don't know if you've played enough of it to count. And if you have, I've got a fallback of an NES game, so don't even whine. You guys will possibly be playing this week Warcraft 2.
Two?
Two. Yeah,
is
not
that
the first
the one.
The first one was...
Is that the one they modded into a League of Legends, or is that... not, or into Dota, excuse me. Or is that a different one?
I forget where... No, I think that was Warcraft
3.
Okay. That had the extensive modding.
Why 2?
Because this was year... Because it's sweet spot for me like it is for you.
Oh, okay.
I loved mid-90s. I loved real-time strategy games. I thought about doing the first Warcraft, and it's classic and super fun, but doesn't have quite as much gameplay. And I just thought the game itself would be more fun to play the second one than the first one for whoever gets it or probably doesn't get it. And so, right up my alley. We've already played StarCraft, so I can't drop the big bomb, but we'll drop another good one.
I suck at this genre, Kenny. So I'm trusting
I know.
You that this
maybe
is
maybe I secretly am just wanting you guys to learn to embrace it and enjoy all that it has to offer. You don't have to be good at it. You just got to play the game and... enjoy the experience.
Fair enough.
Does it look good? 95 PC, it's kind of hit or miss.
It is totally hit or miss. It does not look as great as later games.
It does not look good.
But it's not like it's super ugly.
Don't get it twisted. It looks like
garbage. We've got a whole week where we're going to talk about these games. You'll
I know.
Possibly find out.
But listen,
except
if
I
this
hope
is,
you won't.
If this is your submission as of a good game, which I hope that it is and believe that it is, and I'm sure it's critically acclaimed, right? But
oh, absolutely.
If you can't answer, like, is the good, does it look good?
It won almost every major PC gaming award in 1996.
That's all I need to know. All right. World of Warcraft is yours. Alundra is mine.
World of Warcraft 2.
And Nolan, what bullet are you putting in the chamber?
Oh, I got a good bullet for you. Okay. So my game for the good port section is a 1993 game on the Game Boy.
Game Boy.
Game
okay.
Boy. We're going handheld.
I think you went bad first. We're supposed to do good first.
Oh, you don't like the Game Boy? Get out. Listen, before I even go further, the Game Boy was a very special time as a child playing the Game Boy, playing portable consoles. I loved portable consoles. So Game Boy is the platform.
All right, I can respect the pick.
93 is the year. It was produced by some no-name named Shigeru Miyamoto.
Yeah, just unimportant to game.
Unimportant. Don't know
him.
Don't
know that guy.
Might be his first game. I'm not sure.
Is it a Wario thing?
It's not Wario, but that's a good guess. It's not Wario. Hey, wait. Should y'all guess?
No, there's so many games.
Is it Kirby?
Okay.
No, not for Nolan.
No, and not from that. Yeah, go ahead.
It has a re-released title that came out in 98 for the Game Boy Color. For the most part, it was the same game, but it had compatibility with the Game Boy printer and was obviously in color, and probably the one that I would request y'all play this week. The game is The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening DX.
Interesting.
I'm not surprised at all that a Zelda title came out of Nolan.
Blah, blah, blah. Y'all haven't played this one. I know you haven't.
So that's 93?
Yeah, I have not.
93,
I mean, it's 98.
Fam.
He's asking us to play the Game Boy Color version.
Well, it's actually, maybe I'll choose the 93. It's the same game, so it's kind of up to you. I think it looks really good colored, but I chose this game because I know that you haven't played it, and I know that Dustin loves A Link to the Past. So I want to introduce Dustin to the handheld Zeldas. Kenny, I just think you would like it because of the charm and the humor that's in this one. It's almost a weird entry in the series. And I did speedruns of it, and I absolutely love it. And the remake's coming out, so I've got a lot of reasons why I chose this.
Oh, yeah, perfect. It's like a pancake stack of reasons. I love it.
Yeah.
Those are the good games. Now we come to the bad games.
Oh, no.
Again, our list of good games are as follows. Alundra from me, 1997 PlayStation title. Warcraft 2, Tides of Darkness, which is the PC game by Blizzard. And then The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, the original on the Game Boy. Is that correct? Those are the good games.
That's it.
Yep.
Those are the good games. And then the bad ones, same order. The game that I want to offer to my friends here today.
You can't even not laugh.
I'm just going to set it up and you're going to know it's great right away because it's a 2D fighting game.
Oh,
I mean, that sounds great to me.
It was released for that Sega Genesis, but also that Super Nintendo. And I'm definitely.
I love that era.
But it was also ported to the Game Gear and the Game Boy. I'm going to pick the worst system in there, and we'll figure that out soon. It came out in the year 1994.
That's a good year.
Yeah, I mean, the game was even published by Electronic Arts, EA.
Yay. Okay.
It was met with mixed responses from critics upon release, but since, it's come to be considered one of the worst video games of all time.
Dang. Like, wow. In the same talks as E.T.?
Let me just set up the game's story in a brief paragraph, and you let me know how good this sounds to your ears.
Hit me.
In the game's storyline, Shaquille O'Neal walks into a dojo while heading to a charity basketball game in Tokyo, Japan. After speaking with Lyotsu, a martial arts master, Shaq goes to another dimension, the second world, where he must rescue a young boy named Netsu from the evil mummy Set Ra.
This sounds awesome.
I know what it is.
It's called Shaq Fu.
Shaq Fu. Yep. I've heard of this game just by reputation.
If this gets selected, the Discord server better be full of Shaq from the Hot Ones episode of Shaq memes.
This is a game about the basketball player Shaq. He liked Mortal Kombat and he wanted a game feature him with a similar type of situation.
Here's the thing. When famous people decide to make a game about themselves just because they're famous and they can...
We need to respect that.
Yeah, we do need to. You're right. Michael Jackson's Moonwalker
was amazing.
Right. Listen, one last thing. To promote the game's launch, Shaq released his second studio rap album, Shaq Fu, Da Return, which peaked at number 67 on the Billboard 200 charts.
67? Not bad.
Yeah, baby. Not bad. So you're in for a treat with Shaq Fu. You're going to have great. I mean, Nolan, I honestly hope this falls in your hands because you've got some experience with like Tekken and Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter and all of that.
I kind of hope I do too, even though it's the bad choice.
This is right up your alley. Yeah. So Shaq Fu is my entry.
All right. Where Dustin went for classically bad, like actually made lists kind of bad, I went personal experience. And so let me start by telling you a story about the tiny little version of me. Tiny little version of me growing up spent a lot of time at my grandparents' house, who surprisingly had a lot more gaming technology than you would have ever guessed if you had met them. They had an Atari. They also had, back in their back bedroom, I think where they could like send the kids off so the adults could have adult time, a tiny little old school computer that just ran DOS. And they had all kinds of classic DOS titles on there, like Snake and some better games. There were some fun, like, tank games and all kinds of things. But I want to inflict upon you guys this week a game that me and my cousins and siblings spent hours playing as children and thoroughly enjoying ourselves. But I have a feeling the way it's aged won't be quite so enjoyable for you guys to go through.
Warcraft 2?
Not Warcraft 2.
Oh, sorry, I was asleep. What'd you say?
I also think that this game will lack some of its charm if you don't have for yourself on your computer one of those old tabs on the side printers to
AKA
fully
viruses?
Experience the point of the game.
Okay.
You guys will be playing...
What? That's not how this works.
Maybe.
It is. You're both going to be playing it because I'm declaring it right now. You guys will be playing the DOS title from Zware, a game called Funny Face.
What?
This is not a game, actually.
I mean, it's completely a game.
It's not going to be playable.
So here's how it works. Oh, totally. Like, it's DOSBox exists.
I recognize this game.
No.
Did you play this?
Kenny, it's somewhere in my subconscious.
Oh, no.
No. It's deep in my subconscious. Yes, I don't know how or when, but this... I hope I get picked just to bring up the memories. It's so long ago, it counts, it's the game, but please describe it a little bit more.
So I spent hours playing this game. It's literally what it sounds like. You just build a face. Like, that's it. DOS computer, you're like taken through various screens where you get to choose a haircut and a shape of a face and some eyes and a nose and a mouth, maybe some facial hair, maybe randomize it if you want. You can save them to show people later, and if you're really cool and have a printer, you can print them out
for the
and
fridge.
Make the silliest thing you possibly can and run back to your aunts and uncles and grandma, and they can be like, well, at least we're getting some peace and quiet because this is terrible.
Well, may they all rest in peace. But I will say that I hope Nolan gets this game, also Shaq Fu.
Me too.
Because, Nolan, I want you to create some stellar faces and print them out and share them not only with your friends, but with Discord and our NGP community this next week.
No, I don't want this one. I want Shaq Fu, if anything.
That's why I'm crossing my fingers that you get stuck playing.
You gotta
Zware presents Funny Face on the DOS.
Amen. Nolan, what is your... terrible game.
My terrible game is playable on something called the Philips CDI.
Oh.
Oh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a console, I think, kind of. And it's probably got like 2-3 games. I don't know. So over the years, I mean, you've probably heard of this title. Over the years, it has gained a lot of hate, jokes, I don't know, notoriety. It's a little on theme with what I am doing here in this roulette. It came out in, I mean, it came out in 93, and it was developed by Animation Magic. Do you want to take a little guess if that company's still around?
I mean, sure they are.
Not, but they the are, publisher, actually. Philips Interactive Media, probably is.
Yes, exactly. Dustin's looked it up. So
this was going to be mine.
Oh, really? I was wondering if we had repeats, if we would just put it in there twice. But the game is actually two different games that are identical. They just have different protagonists and slightly different and terrible animations and really pictures. The game's called Zelda, The Wand of Gamelon. So Nintendo did not want anything to do with this. They allowed them to use their characters, and that's about it. Outside of that, they tried to make this, like, I don't even know, kind of Zelda game that looks like it was developed in Microsoft Paint. And I hope that none of us get this, actually. I didn't want to submit it because it's so embarrassing.
I love the both sides of the Zelda coin.
Yeah.
And staying so on theme.
Thank you.
Like, I think we did a really great job with these. We thought out things. We each kind of had our own little theme and personalization. And there's some really terrible ones and some really good ones in here.
Oh, man.
I kind of want to ask, which one do you hope to get and which one do you really hope not to get?
I mean, I really hope that I don't get Wand of Gamelon. I never want to play it. And I hope that I get your RPG, because Alundra. Kenny's is meh.
Kenny, same questions?
Wow. I mean, I don't want to play the terrible ones. I'd love to play the Zelda title. I'd do a little pocket Zelda.
Link's Awakening.
Link's Awakening, yeah. And which game do you really hope not to get?
Oh, gosh. I don't know how bad the one Nolan just said was. And so I feel like your suggestion is worse for me.
Maybe. Just Google Wand of Gamelon images.
And I'll decide that's actually the worst one?
Yeah, yeah.
I really hope to get Link's Awakening as well. I haven't played that one. And I think I would play a little bit of the Game Boy version this week and then quickly switch to the DX, because I think
you
it would improve my enjoyability.
Fair
a
enough.
Lot.
And I honestly think you would play it all the way through. Knowing you as a person, I think you would play it all the way through and really like it.
I do not want to get Funny Face, and this is why. I do want it because it would bring back memories, because there's something there buried deep. But I don't want to find out what that is, actually. And secondly, I want to play a game this week.
That's
and
a silly...
Funny
oh,
Face...
It's Color a Dinosaur is... style of trolling is totally all I did.
7 days of creating faces.
But it gives you lots of things to share with your community. You're totally right. We can see your artistic endeavors.
We've talked extensively about the games. Guys, we know what they are, and I think it's time now to randomize and find out our fate.
So the way we're going to do this to make this a little more interesting, we're going to each randomize each other's list. So Dustin's not going to do it for everybody like he normally does. I am actually going to spin the randomizer in a second for Dustin. So we're about to learn Dustin's game for the week. Are you ready, Dustin?
No more anticipation, please. What game am I going to be playing?
Okay, are you ready?
Tell me. No, I don't want to know. All right, I'll just play whatever game I want. I'm just going to play whatever game I want, baby boy.
All right, so you're going to be playing a 19... No, it's the Wand of Gamble.
No, it's not, yes. though. No, it's not.
I will screenshot. I have screenshots, sir.
Nintendo had nothing to do with it. It says in what I'm looking at right now, Nintendo had nothing to do with it. So the company got to explore a lot of creativity for their development process.
There's the screenshot. Proof. Facts.
That
okay.
is not good.
All right. Well,
whatever. I'll be playing the Wand of Gamelon over the next few days. That's miserable. But Kenny?
I'm so afraid.
You?
Are you picking for me now?
Are going to be playing a game that I'm randomizing now.
Okay, I'm crossing my fingers. Please also be Zelda. Please also be Zelda.
I do not personally like you.
Oh, it's Zelda.
Because you, for the next few days, get to play a game that is very dear to my heart, an RPG, RPG, that came out in 1997 for the PlayStation called Alundra.
All right.
I called it. Y'all are getting the terrible titles.
But listen, everybody wanted you to play a bad one, and now you're going to play a good one.
Well, too bad, everybody. I'm getting to go in deep this week and play a good one.
I don't want any of the other ones. I'm rolling for Shock Fu.
No, Kenny is rolling for you.
All right, Nolan. Oh,
don't lie to me, Kenny. First click.
I'm not. I'm, okay. Right. Spinning the randomizer for Nolan's fate now.
Please tell me it's funny faces. Please tell me it's funny
Shock
faces.
Food,
please
baby.
Tell me it's funny faces.
All right. I will confirm that Nolan did get a bad game.
So it's either Shaq Fu or Funny Face.
It's Shaq Fu for sure. It's got
it. But you'll kind of like that.
I know.
Nolan will see whether or not, in fact, he is correct about liking the experience of one of the worst games ever. Because he is stuck playing Shaq Fu this week.
Shaq Fu.
Yes. I mean, not yes. I wanted Alundra.
Okay, but here's the thing. You have to listen through the entire rap album that helped promote this
I
game.
I think that's a great
Before
rule.
Before playing? All right, I'll write a review of the album. How long is it, though? I thought it was one song.
Look, Billboard Top 200.
Oh, no, it's an album. I hope it's an EP. Look, that's probably the best I could have hoped for, so I'm happy. Dustin, rip in peace. I'm sorry.
Wait, so the exact opposite of what I said at the beginning
It's
happened.
Exactly what I called as happening. Is I'd get a good one and you guys would get terrible
Honestly,
titles.
The worst I'm part so about happy. This is that neither one of you are going to play Link's Awakening. I was really hoping that you'd get to.
Well, for the next few days, I am going to be playing Zelda, the Wand of Gamelon. Kenny is going to be playing Alundra. And Nolan is going to be playing Shaq Fu.
Ridiculous.
Pick one of those games. Pick all three of those games. Play along with us. And then on our episode 200, our four-year anniversary, we'll be talking about our experiences with these games. Just because we drew them in this retro roulette does not mean that we're not going to draw them randomly at some time in the future where we all play the game together. But this is just kind of a one-off, one experience. The others aren't playing. No one's playing with me, Wand of Gamelon, this week, except you, loyal listener. Please don't make me do this alone.
Okay, we need your help. Please join us in Discord for this mess that's about to unfold. It's going to be crazy. We have so much to talk about, three different games, so if any of those made you laugh or you have a connection to any of them, please join us in Discord. Go to ngppodcast.com and click join us in Discord, and that's it. We'll be in there. Our community's in there always, so we want you to join us.
As always, big shout out to each one of you that supports us on patreon.com. If this episode made you laugh and you haven't decided to support the show before, now'd be a great time to hop on patreon.com, become a patron, join some of the finest folks around. Thank you to every one of you who gives us support each and every week, especially our producer level supporters. Y'all know who you are.
We can't wait to reconnect with you on episode 200. Join us then as we play these bad and Kenny gets a great game that we're going to be talking about then. Until then, I'm still Dustin.
Mwah!
Ew, I'm the Nolanator.
And that's worse, honestly. And this has been New Game Plus.